I'm glad I know a man that can. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter number 16. 2 Chronicles chapter number 16. We'll go into the good word of God. Will you stand if you find your place? 2 Chronicles chapter 16. I want you to stand. I want to read this portion of scripture. I'm going to read 14 verses. And I want you to give reverence to the word of God. The Bible said in the 6th and 30th year of the reign of Asa. Now we're in 2 Chronicles 16. In the 6th and 30th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasuries of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, "There is a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go break the league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me." And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ijon and Dan and Abelamim and all the store cities of Naphtilah. And it came to pass when Baasha heard it that he left off building of Ramah and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof wherewith Baasha was building. And he built therewith Gibeah in Mizpah. At that time, Hananiah, the seer, as a preacher, by the way, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, "Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubians a huge host, a very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose hearts is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars." Then Asa was wroth with the seer, got mad at the preacher. Oh, that's the easy way out. You can't follow authority, you can't do right, get mad at the preacher. That's making about him, not about your sin, not about your lawlessness, not about your liberality, not about your rebellion. That's just making about the preacher. That's the way it always is. Hello. I'm glad I got God who knows all about that. Somebody help me preach on that right there. He knows all about that bunch. Don't want to get me started. I'm about ready to get fired up here. Say amen right there. I am going to preach. I done lost my place and I'm so happy right now. Let me go back. That was so good, I'm going to read some more of it. Then Asa was wroth with the seer, put him in a prison house, for he was enraged with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they were written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased, in his feet, until his disease was exceedingly great. Yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers, and died in the 41th year of his reign. And they buried him in his sepulchres, which he had made for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed which was filled with sweet odors and divers kinds of spices, prepared by the Epicrates and art. And they made a very great burning for him, the Father. What a great lesson before us tonight. I just want you, Lord, to help me to preach just like I've never preached before. Lord, to endue me with power. Anoint me. Lord, I want to get this truth out to our people. What a truth. And Lord, I'll praise you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you got your Bible open, this is one night I want you to follow me in Scripture. I'm going to lead you up to chapter 16. And I'm going to give you a kind of a backdrop of Asa's life. Asa was king of Judah. You Bible students, and there's many of you, know that the kingdom was divided. We had Israel, the 10 northern nations, and then we had Judah, the 10 two southern nations. They were always fighting with each other. There was a battle. Most every wicked king came out of the northern kingdom. And the good kings came out of the southern kingdom, or Judah. Now let me say this about Asa. Just turn your Bible back just a moment to chapter 14 and verse 2. So I can just show you a little bit about him. This dear man of God, in his beginning, in verse 2 of chapter 14, it said, "And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of his God." He was a king that started out right. He did good things, but he did them right. Hey, by the way, I still believe in doing right. I believe in doing good things right. Asa did good things. Let me show you three things he done. Number one, in verse number 3 of that same chapter, he resolved worship problems. Amen. For he took away the altars of the strange gods and high places and broke down images and cut down groves. He resolved worship problems. By the way, this generation we're living in, we have worship problems. I might as well just tell you like it is. I thought I'd just preach a little bit tonight. Our Christianing tonight has turned away from God predominantly, and they got worship problems. We've compromised the music. Come on, you help me preach right there. Oh, I hear it. We got to have the new stuff. We got to have that zoom stuff. Hello. I still believe there's power in some of that old music. I still believe. Amen. I still believe in that. I tell you what, that couple of them songs the choir sang tonight, and I thought I was tapping my foot saying, you know what? I used to remember that's good stuff. He resolved worship problem. I want to tell you all what. You look at me right in the eyeball. You may throw me out one day. You may laugh at me when I die. But I am not going to let contemporary, rock, filthy, lewd, liberal music in this place. There ain't no room for it. I'll remove that junk. Amen. I just tell it like it is. I'm going to tell the people what to sing. If they don't sing it, we'll get somebody else can sing. Amen. Amen on that right there. Praise the Lord. You want revival in this country? Let's get back to the King James Bible. Let's get back to worshiping God. Let's get back to falling on our face. Let's tear down the altars. Let's tear down, hey, this altar of popularity. This altar of, I am the one. You see me? Look how good I am. I am wicked. I'm no good outside of God. Number 2. In verse 9, he relied on God in prayer. Chapter 14. Listen to me. This is really important to the context of this message. There's a million men that will stand against him. Amen. Look what's in verse 9. And there came out against them Zerah and the Ethiopian with a host of a thousand and 300 chariots and came under Misra. 1,000,000. How many believe that's a lot of people? Yet he prayed. Yet he relied on God. And God gave him the victory. How many believe this is a good story? Verse 12, he smote the Ethiopian. Now I'm going to go a little farther here. This is going to be some strong preaching what I'm getting ready to preach. In chapter 15, I want you to know something else. Y'all still with me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, in chapter 15, he did something else. In verse 16, just go down there because you ain't going to believe me unless I show you. He threw his mommy out. Threw his own mother out. Some of y'all said, show me. Well, I will show you. Look down in verse 16, chapter 15. And also concerning Micaiah, the mother of Asa, the king, he removed her from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove, and Asa cut down her idol and stamped it and burned it at the brook Kidron. He took his own queen out of office. Oh, well, I'll tell you what real relying on God is when your family is against you. You'll still serve God. When all the imps of hell is against you. By the way, if you think everybody's for Tate Valley Baptist and before our kind of worship and for our kind of growth, you're wrong, my friend. But I want you to know here was a man of God who got in on this thing right, did good and right, even put his mama out. Is that strong? That's stout. I'm going to say this without hopefully getting in too much trouble. You know when you get in a lot of trouble? When blood is thicker than water. That's some people will bow down to Baal. They'll do wicked stuff. Amen. And compromise with their family. Thank God for a man when his mama was building an idol and worshiping idols. He destroyed the idols. Mm. Boy, it's quiet in here now. You said, boy, you know, my mama don't like the way I worship. And my cousins and my aunt and my brothers, they don't like our kind of style. You hear me out. You stay for God anyhow. Hey, mother and sister may be against you, but I'm glad that my God has never forsaken you. Well, glory. Then we're going, I'm traveling. And when you read this, they had rest amongst the people. Then now I'm leading you to chapter 16. Are y'all still with me? I want you to get this. It's good stuff. Chapter 16, here's what's going to happen. There is a man named Baasha, king of Israel, who has decided to come against Asa. He's made a decision. I'm going against this king. Now, I want to make a statement here. That ain't nothing bad on Asa. There's always going to be some trouble come your way. Amen? The God he trusted exclusively. And you look at the rest of the verses. You know what Asa does? After done relying on God to get rid of me and people, after putting his mama out, after destroying all the groves, you know what he done? He made an allegiance with the king of Syria. He made a pact. You know what, boy, y'all listen to me. You know what he done? He went out and got the treasury. Got into the treasury. Are y'all hearing me? And decided to hire Ben-Hadad and the Syrians to fight his battle. Are y'all still with me? Here's what he done. He quit relying on God. And look at verse 7. Will you just pose on that for a moment? I'm going slow tonight. And at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said, "Behold, thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on thy God." I want to preach tonight on this subject. Boy, I'm about to shout. You can still rely on God. I'll tell you what some of y'all need to do. Y'all need to buy in to God. Y'all need to buy into God. You need to buy into old-timey religion. You need to buy into carrying a King James Bible. You need to buy into the blood. You need to buy into a God that can solve every problem you got. What he ought to have done was borrowed from his experience in the past. And he ought to brag on God and say, "I believe God's going to take me through and I don't need to hire nobody." And as big as the devil seemed, God was still able. Now, I want to preach on you can rely on God. I'll give you 3 or 4 or 5 principles. Verse 16, I want you to look at chapter 16. When you start getting some trouble, come on. And when Baasha comes after you, here's what you got to do. Resist the temptation to panic. You know what happens? Trouble comes on most people. You know what they do first? Panic. As if God is on vacation. As if God is dead. They panic. That's exactly what this king does. He panicked. He had already got the victory. Here's what, and by the way, I want you to write down under this. There's always inevitable uneasiness. Here's what I mean by that. There's always going to be somebody want to battle you and want to take you on. This ain't no massage parlor. This is a war. But then I want you to notice an improper utilization. I'll tell you what he done. Rascal. Went into the treasury of the temple and took the money out of the treasury and handed it to the hand of a wicked, dirty, rotten Syrian who's always been their enemy. Y'all hearing me preach? You know, I get real fascinated with people. They get under financial struggle, and you know what they do first? Stop tithing. I'm going to give you some advice. By the way, we probably tell you about never have a financial problem. Everybody in here tithe. I'll tell you what some of you done. You done panicked. You thought, "Well, oh Lord God, if I tithe, I'm going to go broke. I'm going to run aground." I want you to know something. You want to run aground, you just don't tithe. You don't do right. Hey, you start taking the king's treasure and doing it and putting it on the world and your worldly activities, you're going to find out God's going to not be happy. Then I see an inappropriate union in verse number 4. Syrians were known to be anti-God. Here's what happened. A godly king yoked up with ungodly people. Am I preaching? And Asa ended up calling on Ben-Hadad. When you start to listen to people that don't believe or backslidden wicked people, you're going to get in trouble. Am I preaching? It ain't time to pray yet, folks.
Yes, sir.
When you abandon the past and a God that you have relied on your whole life and start relying on your easy fixes and rely on your life, you're on your way to trouble. See, your friends will show you that you're not right with God. It's bad when you think it's cool to be with the enemies of God. Somebody help me. Uh-huh. Secondly, verse 8. Let me go back to the first point. You're in some trouble tonight. Don't panic. Hey, when the forces of the devil come to me, and they do, I won't tell you what I'm going to do. I'll probably keep my mouth shut most of the time and just preach and not panic. Son, I've been around here 38 and a half years. I've seen them come and I've seen them go and I've seen folks rebel against God. And I want to tell you what, hey, the church is not over when this person leaves or that person leaves. Listen to me, friend. That when this church dies is when God leaves. What you do and I do, just don't panic. I mean, he didn't panic. His own mama went against him and he got rid of her. Kicked her out. Lord have mercy. How many of you right now, come on, look at me. How many of you got a crisis in your life? And you have been up all night. You have panicked. You're upset. Your nerves are shot. You done took every Xanax and whatever you call them pills you can. You're hired a kite in church tonight. You're hocked up on nerves. Don't panic! Don't panic! He's still on the throne. You still can rely on him. Hey, I was young and I'm now old and I'll never see the righteous forsaken, nor is she begging bread.
Amen.
Number, woo! Number two, verse 8. Remember the track record of God's performance. Oh, I like that. Look at verse 8. 7 and 8. Yes, look at 7 and 8. And at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, Behold, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God. Therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Nubians a huge host? With very many chariots and horsemen. Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. Remember the track record of God. First of all, the sign in verse 7, the timing of God. I want you all to know God knows when you start backsliding. And he coming to you. Somebody help me preach right there. You know, there are a lot of people. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened here. God sent this preacher to Asa. That was timing. And, you know, a lot of times I get accused of this. Every good preacher that has any salt about it gets accused of this. I'm gonna clear the air tonight. Gene, I'm clearing the air tonight. Well, the pastor, he's after me in the sermon. He picked me out. Now, I really got to say something, Rich. You really think more of yourself than God thinks of you. Because number one, you're not that important for me to pick out. And if you have got picked out in a message, most likely God zeroed in on you with his GPS. I don't know any real good preachers do that. Amen. It might seem like your wife told the preacher. It might seem like your husband told the preacher. It might seem like your kids told the preacher. But I want you to know God's got timing and he's got a preacher to face up in your face. The seer come and saw him. You said, what's a seer? He's an independent, fundamental, single rattling, hell, fire, brimstone preacher. Mm. By the way, it's kind of prompt and pointed. Hey, Buster, you used to rely on God, now you're not. There's some of these people. I remember somebody left the church years ago. I know why they left, because they were drunk and they didn't like me preaching on drinking. My secretary, sweet as she is, even saw him with a big bottle of wine, but that's all. And here's what they said, well, we need to go find something deeper preaching. I was already preaching more than they did. Hello. It was prompt and pointed. Mm-hmm. He told him in verse 8 about his past predicaments. Don't you remember how you used to rely on God? Don't you remember how you used to bow for God? Don't you know how he delivered the kingdom for you? Don't you know in all these 39 years of your reign, God's been faithful? God's got a track record. Verse 9, I see a proven procedure. Look at verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of them whose hearts is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Proven procedure. A powerful product. A personal product. Some of you are going through some trials tonight. And you're thinking about trusting something else. Some of you are struggling tonight. Your back's against the wall. You've got some bad news from the doctor. But can I tell you, you still can trust in Dr. Jesus. Yes, right. Amen. He's got a proven track record. I don't know what some of you are going through tonight. Won't you admit tonight something? Why don't you just get real repentant tonight? Why don't you just really get down to business tonight, say, and be honest and say, I've been relying on something other than God. Me. Others. Am I preaching? Why don't a bunch of church members tonight get on the altar and say, I'm wicked. I went against God. I've been trying everything but God. I heard of a Baptist pastor's wife the other day, bought her a Ouija board. Right out of hell. I don't need a Ouija board to tell my future. I done read the back of the book. I win. The devil's going to hell. I'm on the winning side. Ouija board. I'll break it over your head. Somebody help me preach. I ain't relying on God. Hello. It's right out of hell is what it is.
Amen.
I've never seen people do it. I've heard about people getting around that thing and that thing moves. By the way, I kind of believe we're demonic.
Yeah, amen, right there. Yes, sir. Preach on.
Yeah. I know some of you church members still going to palm readers.
Come on.
You need a palm, all right, but not a palm reader.
Amen.
Lord God. Huh? You new here? You all right? You ain't had no heart palpitation. Everything good? Give me five right there. You like what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You in with it?
Yes, sir.
First time?
Yes, sir.
You come back, will you? Most times, First timers can't take it very much. How about y'all back there? Y'all ain't had no heart attack. Y'all all right? Wave at me if you love Jesus. Hey, bunch of you. Glory to God. Hey, I'll sign you up. Some of you are in the $100 seat back here. And Chad Eastip will give you the money tonight. Hey, God's still doing business around here. We got 13 people first time sitting on the micro. Somebody shout glory. Hey, quit relying on me. Quit getting your eyes on people. Quit being disappointed with people. And start relying on God. Let me keep on. I got two more points. Number three, you need to recognize the truth of God's perspective in verse 9. You better understand the eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the whole earth. He's got discerning perception. You know, a lot of people amaze me. They think they can go outside of the church doors and live like a devil and God not know about it. Hello. I know folks are wicked. I mean, they'll go out and buy their marijuana. Christians smoking dope. Christians drinking whiskey. I want to tell you what, you need whiskey and dope. You've done quit relying on God. Christians into pornography and filth. Don't you understand God's eyes is everywhere? You may get away from your sin with me, but you'll not get away from your sin with God. The Bible talks about God showing himself strong in verse 9. How many believe you got a strong God? I want at least one person to stand if God's ever come through for you. If you've had God ever come through you, at least one man, one woman stand. Now, if that's happened, somebody shout and praise him. Just shout. Say hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you. He's still strong. Yeah, he's that right there, son. I see a distinctive people in verse number 9. Asa, here's your problem. You done bailed on God. And right before you, you know when Asa bailed on God? Asa wasn't down in the dumps. Asa had just got the victory. Here's the danger. Hear me. When you get the victory sometimes, and you're being used, and you get up here, here's what happens. You sometimes think you got there yourself. And start relying on yourself. And Asa bailed on God. Am I preaching? You know what God wants? He wants somebody to smile in the valley. Hey man, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You may say, Pastor John, I'm struggling. Are you living for God? Are you leaning on God? Are you relying on God? Asa did wrong. He didn't do wrong when Baasha came against him. Let me get this right. You're not out of the will of God because the devil's fighting you. You're out of the will of God when the devil fights you and you choose to follow the devil and follow another way to defeat the devil than God's way. Number four, and I'm done. Y'all there? Look at verse 9 again. Fourthly, he reaped the trouble of punishment. Let's just go over this. See, he used to do right. He walked right. Now God tells him in verse 9, Asa, you're going to have wars. That's what the preacher told him. Say, Asa, you ain't going to have no more peace. You just got out of a peaceful period. No more peace for you, son. The rest of your days, you're going to be fighting. That's the lack of peace. But notice the level of pride in verse number 10. Instead of getting right, look what it said. Then Asa was wroth with the seer. I'm going to tell you what happens. Come on. Hey, these are, y'all's all sound Christians. I'll tell you what happens. People don't like the message. They shoot the messenger. Dumbhead, you know what dumbhead done? He turned around and put the preacher in prison. I'm trying to help you tonight. He went against the preacher. I said this morning, and I'm going to say it again. We're living in a time when people don't want to be under biblical authority. They don't want to have family authority. And they do not want to have church authority. And they don't want to have preacher authority. Preacher ain't going to tell me nothing. You tell me, I'm jumping ship. I want to tell you why. When I first got saved, I'm glad I don't suck lemons and get my little thumb. When I first got saved, I didn't know a thing about God or nothing. I tell you, when I first got saved, I sat in the front row, and they said they needed a deacon. I didn't have a clue what a deacon was, but I figured, Paul, if they needed a deacon, I'm him. I walked up to the preacher, Herman. I said, Herman, sign me up. He said, you ain't been saved 2 weeks, John David. You can't be no deacon. You said, what do you do? I went off and left the church. No, I sat back down. Yeah, about a month later, he got up and said they needed a trustee. Now, I want to tell you, I thought I fit that. I trust me. So I went up and I said, you can trust me. He said, do you own any property? I said, no, my car's co-signed by my dad. You can't be no trustee. I didn't get mad. I didn't leave the church. I said, you're the boss.
Yes, sir.
I said, just when you get a job, please tell me and I'll do it. Yep. So I was sitting on about 2 weeks later. I ain't like some of y'all get mad because I ain't somebody. I was sitting there. They said, we need somebody to clean out the primary room. There are rats down there. And I need a volunteer to kill the rats, clean the Sunday school room so we can have primary Sunday school class there Sunday morning. I thought, I ain't no deacon. And I can't be a trustee. But I can kill rats. I said, me. I went to the preacher. I thought, well, is he going to turn me down? Am I going to go old for free? He said, you got it. I went down there and fed him. Deacon, they gained weight. But I went to the state road. We got state road rat killer. So when you put state road rat killer on them, you kill them with their eyes open. And I killed all the rats, put them in trash bags, had flies going over my head. I was going down the road in my Camaro with baskets of garbage, flies around my head, happier than a coon in a corn patch. You said, why? Because I finally found something I could do. I wasn't mad at nobody. I just wanted to serve God and rely on God and do something for God.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Just plug me in.
Amen.
Good. Oh, y'all still with me? A lot of preaching here. He locked the preacher up and he had a lot of problems. See, he walked for God. Hold on. Hey, listen to me. He walked for God at one time. Guess what God done? Guess where he got disease at? You go ahead and keep rebelling against God. He'll take your opportunity to serve away from you. It's a high time we get some people that want to serve God because He's God.
Amen.
Want to do right because He's God. Amen. He had a pitiful decline. He had a premature departure. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm done. I'm preaching a little bit at past six. Don't have no heart attack. I used to hear a guy named Guy Smith preach. Anybody ever heard him other than me? You want to get scared? Hear Guy Smith preach. He's scared the living daylights every time he preached. And I got to tell you, every time he preached Kim Winkin, he preached the same thing. He's going to say, you Christians, you don't get right, God's going to kill you. How many people we've seen get premature deaths because they didn't do right with God? And they reap punishment. And they lost their potential. I want you to know something. You can have all the talent in the world. And if you don't rely on God, all it is talent. You can know the Bible from cover to cover. But if it ain't God in you, it's just orthodoxy. It ain't real. As some of you tonight, the devil spots you. He's battled you. And you've almost got to the place where you've relied on friends for their advice. You relied on this person for their story. Why have you quit relying on God? Hadn't he been faithful? Isn't he real? Isn't he still true? You know what would be good tonight? A bunch of you tonight say, I'm ditching myself. I'm ditching the flesh tonight. I'm going to trust God for my job. I'm going to trust God for my family. I'm going to trust God for my church. I'm going to trust God for everything that goes on. I am not going to rely on anything but God. Stand with me, I'm done. If God spoke to you tonight, why don't you come and just whip this altar? How long has it been since you got down here and prayed and sought Him and relied on Him? Father, touch the invitation in Jesus' name. For His sake, amen.